the Lord has made. And guess what? We're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. We hope and pray that each of you had a restful night last night, and here you are ready to get going this morning. And here it is. God has included you in his plan for this day. Aren't you excited about that? Here it is, the 20th day of August, and we yet give God praise. And we do thank him for his keeping power. And we realize and we're confident in the fact that if it had not been for the Lord on our sides, we don't know where in the world we would be. But we thank God for sustaining us and for looking beyond our faults and getting right to our needs. Aren't you glad today that he's a healer? He's a deliverer. He's not like man that he should lie, but his promises are sure and his satisfaction is yet guaranteed. So we're certainly grateful, and we encourage you to continue to be a part of this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And the playback number for those who will listen later today is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. We hear many of you moving around today and making your way to the destination that you are trying to accomplish. We pray for safe travel and for a safe journey, and we pray that God will cover you even as you make your way. And so we're excited, and we look forward to what God will do in this day and how he will include us in his plan for this day. Well, let's have a word of prayer as I share with you today a brief devotional as we prepare for what yet lies ahead. God, we're extremely grateful for this day. We do thank you for our lives. We thank you for sustaining us. We thank you, dear Lord, for forgiving us of our sins, for healing our bodies, and for giving us yet another opportunity at life. We thank you, dear Lord, for we realize that in you we do live, move, and have our being, and we understand clearly that we're nothing without you. And so, God, we pray for each person on the call and those who will hear this message later today by playback, and perhaps even look at this message later on Facebook Live. But we just pray that you would just give us what we need in our hour of need, and that you will show yourself strong on our behalf. God, you've already done marvelous things for us, wherewith we are glad, and we don't take it for granted, nor do we take it lightly. We thank you for how you bless us, even in spite of ourselves. So now, God, we pray for those who are grieving even this morning, and those who are going through various transitions in their lives, those who are no doubt rehabbing, some no doubt are trying to overcome from various surgeries that they've had. But God, we know you as a healer, and we thank you that you are yet working on our case and that you haven't forgotten about us. And so for this, we give you praise. Now, God, even as we prepare for this devotional, this study today, we pray that you would continue to order our steps and lead us in the way in which you would have us to go. We love you, God, more today than we did last night, and we yet give you praise for including us in your plan for this day. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said amen. Come on, tell the Lord thank you if you haven't already. I'm sharing with you today from a little devotional. I'm going to see if you can see that. It's called Daily Power by Craig Rochelle. And it's just a little devotional that really kind of helps fuel your day. Daily Power is really kind of an initiative that helps us silence the enemy in the midst of everything that we're trying to accomplish for God. And many times when we receive a truth and when we receive a word in our spirit, the enemy will try to silence that word, and he will try to make it appear as if it's not going to grow, it's not going to mature, it's not going to take off. But we need daily power, don't we? We need God to give us strength where we're weak, and we ask that God would build us up where we're torn down, and we come against the attack of the enemy. Because many times when God gives you something in your spirit, it's to nurture you and to give you what you need for what yet lies ahead. So there, we need daily power. And so this word today comes from August the 20th, and it's out of the Matthew's Gospel, the 9th chapter, and verse 36. It says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. You're familiar with that passage of scripture. What Greg is talking about here in this devotional, he says that we will always have an excuse to justify for not getting involved in other people's lives. Yeah, just think about that for a moment. When you see someone in need, or you just get ready, you just get ready for that conversation in your head, because he says you will always have an excuse when you see something going on where you think that you ought to get involved, or you think you perhaps can do something to help and assist. And you maybe say things in your mind like, I wish I could help, but I'm running a little late. I'm already behind. I can't stop right now. I really don't know those people, but you see a need, you see something going on where you perhaps say, well, I've got too much going on myself, and if I get involved, that's really going to throw my plans off. Has anybody ever felt like that? What you all will say, what if I helped out and then I get involved with somebody that's super needy, and it just really messes up my flow, and it messes up everything that I'm all about. Then you just rationalize that, and you make excuses in your mind when you see someone in need, and you justify why you can't get involved. And you say, well, I just really don't have any time for any more relationships right now. My cup is overflowing with relationships. I've got enough needy people in my life, and I don't know how this thing is going to turn out if I step in and try to help and assist, even though I might have what they are looking for in order to help them with what they are trying to accomplish. That sound familiar to anybody? Yes, we're all busy. We can attest to that with our schedules, and there are so many demands on our lives and our time and our energy and our resources. You know, it seems like the older I get, the more busier I become. And we're always engaged in other people pulling at us and asking us to do things and to be a part of this, to be a part of that, to be on this committee, to be on this board. And yet it's just inconvenient sometimes. And sometimes when people pull at us, it means that we have to juggle and we have to rearrange and we have to let go of our own plans and our agendas. Yes, when you think about it, it's really inconvenient, but it's what Jesus did over and over and over and over again. Seeing others in need and loving them, seeing others in need and helping them, seeing others in need and taking the time to listen to them, seeing others in need and willing to stop and lend a helping hand. I know you're saying in your mind, well, that was Jesus and that was his mission, that was his charge. But here it is now. We are the body of Christ. We are Jesus in the world today, fulfilling the mission that he set forth and left for us to follow. And the word says that greater works than these, in which you were referring to what Jesus did, said you'll be able to do. So that conversation, Greg says, in your head will likely keep playing, but to say that we care and yet not act is not to care at all. To say that we are on a mission for Christ and we want to be involved in kingdom building, but we never have an opportunity to do outreach, we never have an opportunity to travel, we never have an opportunity to go to the nursing home, we never have an opportunity to go to the prison, we never have an opportunity to help somebody. That says a whole lot about your faith and your trust and your ability to fulfill the divine mission that God has left for us as believers to fulfill. And so we are called to care deeply. We are called to really be the feet of Jesus and the hands of Jesus in this world. We are called to be agents and representatives. And Jesus never turned away from anyone who was in need. I'm not saying you stop and help everybody, but there's something in our spirits that draw us to that person or that situation that we know demands our attention and demands the anointing that God has placed upon our lives. For those of you who are just joining us, we're in Matthew, the 9th chapter, and just reflecting on verse number 36, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And so it is, we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify, and God is counting on us to be agents, not just to do church, but here it is again, to be the church. Lady Kim so profoundly reminded us about that several weeks ago. But compassion, when we talk about having compassion on people, when we talk about stopping in our busy schedule to help and assist, it will always interrupt your schedule. I don't care where you go, what you're doing. You know, when there's a time for compassion, when there's a time to have the spirit of Christ in terms of helping somebody in a situation, and when you see someone helpless, when you see someone harassed, when you see someone as sheep without a shepherd, there will always be an interruption in your schedule. I praise God that, you know, when we have our fourth Sunday visitation and going out to assist and help those who are less fortunate, that we just take time, just do it. Somebody say, just do it. Yeah, you just got to do it. And it just brings so much joy to my spirit and just gives me encouragement to know that I've at least tried to help somebody along the way, and people's eyes just light up. But many of us, oftentimes, we never have time. We're always busy. But, you know, if something were to happen to us, God forbid, we would expect someone to have compassion, someone to stop, someone to take time out of their busy schedule to come and see about us. Would you agree with me on that? And so ask yourself today, do you want to be on time for your next appointment? Or do you want to be more like Christ? Yeah, do you want to be on time? Do you want to be more like Christ? I believe when we submit ourselves to the power and the presence of God, and we use our gifts to his glory, and we listen to his voice, we are wise in our discernment in terms of how we ought to use our gifts. God will move things out of the way and make time for us, even if it seems like we're running late, when he knows that we're doing something to be the Christ in the world, to help somebody else along the way. Do you want to be more like Christ? Matthew, the 9th chapter, verse 36. That's the power lift for today. Well, let's have a word of prayer. God, help us not to get too busy that we don't have time to do what you call forth for us to do. Help us in all of our busyness not to overlook people who are hurting all around us. And so God, today we pray that you will give us eyes to see the needs of others instead of focusing on our own agenda. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, we hope you have a fantastic day today. That's the thought for today. We're encouraged by the fact that we're blessed to be a blessing. We're saved to do some saving. And God has placed us in strategic places that we might let our light so shine that others might be able to see God. We stay salty, my friend, and let your light so shine. So until next time, you be blessed.